It's time for the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the second hour of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. We are in the Genesis Room right here at Eastern Shore Hyundai. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lassiter. The big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland, has the weekend off. And Mark, I'll tell you, the first hour went by extremely fast. I expect it to do the same this hour.
It just flew right on by, you know, had some great conversations with Brent Hubbard and Bobby Parrish, talking about their football teams, T.R. Miller and Cottage Hill, respectively, and big wins for them this week. And I think there was a lot of concerns about the weather,
right?
You know, and one of the things that people need to understand about weather concerns are that is a deal where it's almost a no-win situation when it comes to weather and the decisions made concerning the weather. You make a decision about a game. Let's say you have a Friday night varsity game and you got a middle school game on Thursday night at home, okay? Well, you get a home game Friday night, a home game Thursday night, and it is pouring down rain on Thursday night. And you have to make a decision. Well, are we going to play this game tonight? What are we going to do? And many times you say, well, we better not play it, because if you get the field all tore up, then Friday night you're going to get complaints from the opposing team and opposing folks about who's coming on the field. The field looks bad because it's all torn up, and you don't want that to happen, you know, because you got the field, it's all lined and marked and ready, right, and pretty and ready to go, because you want your field to look good when you play. And so there's a decision that has to be made. And so if you play the game, well, half the folks are going to be mad because the field's messed up, or you work all day the next day trying to get it ready for the game that night that you've already done before. And then the folks at home, the middle school folks, if their game gets called off, then they're upset. And then what really gets bad is you think it's 100% chance of rain, 100% chance it's coming. Then you call the game off and it doesn't rain a drop.
Yep.
So then you feel like, well, there's a, and then when you postpone games like they had to do this week, or not postpone, but move games up. You tried to move them up because of the possible weather problems that are coming in. You see it. Well, there's a lot of things that go in. You've got to make sure everybody knows, from ambulance, your team physicians, your administration, your student body, all your community, all your sponsors, all your everybody who has anything to do with changing the game. And it is a big. It is a big ordeal. It may not seem, well, just change it to Thursday night.
Yeah.
May not seem like a big deal, but it is a big, big deal. And it's a hard thing to do. So please understand, and coaches change games due to weather. It is not something that is taken lightly. It is something they think about and have to discuss with other coaches, with the other opposing coach, and with both coaches' administrations, have to get together and talk about it and then say, okay, if we're going to do this, this is what we have to do. But this Thursday night, I think there was 50 to 100 games.
I was going to say, there were a lot of changes, because when you were giving those scores out earlier in the first hour, it just kept on and on and on and on. And that is a big consideration that you have to make. And when the weather doesn't cooperate like it should, like you expect it to, then, yeah, it can have a big effect.
And I'm just telling you, there's no win in the deal.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. Somebody's not going to be happy with you, whether you do it or not. You just have to try to figure out what's best for your kids.
Coach, I got to ask you, we were talking just a few moments ago, and you mentioned middle school. All right. Mm-hmm. You told me a story, and I got to tell you, folks, get ready for this. You are about, if you're driving, pull over, because you're fixing to laugh so hard you'll cry. Okay. Tell that story. Will you share it, please?
Yes, it was a wonderful story, and I'm not going to say names because I don't want this fellow to get embarrassed. We have a player in our football team, great, great kid, comes from a great family. He's an eighth grader, and he caught a pass in the game Thursday night. Our quarterback throws the ball, and he catches it, and he outruns a guy and makes a move, and he runs into the end zone, and he is so excited. He gets into the end zone, and I'm watching him, and the ball, he just throws it straight up in the air, okay? And because he's just excited. All right. And he turns around and he looks at some of his buddies who are running down there to be with him, and they start dancing in the end zone. Well, of course, the referee throws the flag. You can't celebrate a touchdown. And the referee says to him, same old thing that Bear Bryant used to say, you know, when you score a touchdown, son, you act like you've been there before, you know. And that old adage is something that's gone on. Well, the referee told him, he said, son, you need to act like you've been here before. And he looks at him and says, but Mr. Ref, I ain't never been here before. This is my first touchdown. You can't make that stuff up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. He told me when he got to the sideline, I was aggravated at it because we don't like 15-yard celebration penalties. That's not right. We don't want that. But we had no earthly idea. And he was not trying to – it was one of those cases where he was just excited.
Sure.
He wasn't trying to show up the other team or make them feel bad or anything or bring all the glory onto himself, anything like that. He simply scored a touchdown, which he had never done in his life, and he thought, I'm going to have some fun. He throws the ball up, and he's jumping up and down, dancing with his team. And
oh, goes, my goodness.
It's the first time I've ever been here.
Oh, my goodness. That's something that he'll always remember.
Yes, and it's something that we as coaches, we have to remember.
Right.
You know, these kids – they view the game a little differently than we do. We want them to see it the way we see it. You know, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to win. We got to, you know. He's enjoying the moment. He enjoyed that moment right then. My first touchdown. He'll never forget it.
Mm-mm.
He will never forget it. And I'll never forget that story. And I hope I don't ever forget the joy that is in a kid's heart and face when he scores a touchdown. It's a big deal to them. You know, it's a big deal. I was listening to my son Landon and Coach Leffert talking the other day. It was really hilarious. They're in the office talking, and Coach Leffert was his position coach
at
Bayside when he was there. And Landon goes, I got to ask you a question, Coach. He goes, you know, I scored 19 touchdowns my senior year. I couldn't get 20. You know, I can't understand. You know, all I needed was one more touchdown. But every time we get down to the goal, I'd get the ball, and I'd run down to the 3-yard line. Then you'd give Tripp Puckett the ball and hit score.
That's exactly right.
You know, he goes, I don't get it, Coach. And so Doug looks at him and he goes, Landon, how many touchdowns did Tripp have? And Landon said, 18. He goes, how many did you have? He goes, 19. He goes, Doug goes, I rest my case.
Oh, Doug.
You got to love that because that's just, and I never even thought about it.
Right.
Never crossed my mind about that kind of thing. But kids think about stuff a little differently and they see things a little differently. But that's what makes it all very, very exciting. And it was a lot of fun. Watching that young man score the other night was a great thing.
That really is. And the joy, because they're playing there again. They are enjoying the game.
The game. The moment of the game. That's right.
Which is, and I know we're not going to get into this today, but this NIL stuff is just, I'm taking away from the game.
It is.
But that's just me. I digress. We've only got about a minute left.
All right,
buddy. We want to do some scores. We're going to save that for the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
because
good.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with the Spartans of Saraland's head football coach, Jeff Kelly, is going to be back on with us. They had a win last night over Spanish Fort. And what was really a very good ball game, and we'll talk to him about that. But let me just mention, y'all have you got a big game coming up this week.
Yeah,
you've got Jackson.
Jackson
is 0-2 in region play, pretty much unheard of.
Yes.
How are y'all preparing for the game?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where today we're going to enjoy our win from last night and start looking at some film today. I know I'll be looking at some film later this afternoon and then tonight. And then tomorrow we'll work, get a game plan together, put it all together. And then Monday we'll start implementing that plan of trying to get ourselves ready to face a very, very, very good Jackson football team. They are very good. They're always good. They're always tough. And, you know, it's going to be a tough chore. They're going to be really – they're an angry football team right now.
Yeah, I would imagine. And for Bayside, you come in 4-0 right now, undefeated. Knowing this Bayside coaching staff, certainly knowing you, knowing Phil and Doug and the whole staff, you're not going to let that get to these kids, okay?
No.
You keep them grounded.
We got to, you know, because we've not – you know, Hillcrest – I mean, Wilcox is a team that's struggling. Sure. And everybody knows they're struggling. And it's a game where we needed to go up there and take care of our business, and we did. The other games we've been in have been dogfights, every one of them. And we hope this next one is going to be another dogfight. We want to be right in the middle of it.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Jeff Kelly, head coach for the Sarah Land Spartans. That happens next right here on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Glasser. The big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland, has the weekend off. We continue talking high school football as we go and talk with the head football coach for the Spartans of Sarah Land, Coach Jeff Kelly, on a Pops communication line. Coach, congratulations on a win last night. And I'll tell you, it didn't seem like it was an easy one.
Hey, good morning. And you're absolutely right. It was kind of a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it was a huge crowd, great turnout from our community, and you know, Spanish Fort's an outstanding program, and got a great team. They're very physical, and you know, they got out early, and we came out and had a strong third quarter, got some scores, you know, going, and it seems like every time we tried to put the game away, you know, they came back and, you know, kept it in. So it was an exciting second half, and you know, our guys, it was a great test. You know, we had to continue to score and continue to try to keep our you know, foot on the gas to you know, get it done. And finally, we got a good stop there. You know, kind of a goal line stop there with about 2 minutes to go in the game that kind of sealed it. And but it was a great high school football game. Proud of our guys.
You know, Coach, I was reading a little bit about the ball game, and it said that KJ Lacey kind of struggled a little bit in the first half with a couple of interceptions, but he came back strong and played a really strong second half. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, KJ really started off well, and you know, we threw they did a good job dropping underneath the seam ball and picked it off, you know, on the first drive. We're going in to score, and then he had a tipped ball, you know, a defensive end tipped the ball, and I think the nose guard picked it off. So it was one of those kind of things.
Gotcha.
But, you know, first half, we just had some, whether it was those two drives or penalties or just mistakes that, you know, we had plays to make. And we just, you know, we just left them on the field, and we go into halftime. And, you know, really proud of our guys. There was no panic. There was no, you know, whatever. We knew if we could go out and just clean up, you know, the things that we were doing, and, you know, we would have plays to be made, and we come out rolling, you know, got the ball first in the third quarter, and, you know, managed to get some explosive plays. And KJ made some big-time throws. It was a physical game. Spanish Fort did a great job putting pressure, you know, and attacking our protections. And, you know, we struggled at times. You know, with the blitz and that kind of stuff, they had some good things dialed up. But KJ stood in there and made some huge, big time throws throughout that second half. You know, staring down the gun barrel and making those throws, and our guys made plays. You know, a couple of those touchdowns in the second half was, you know, tremendous individual efforts by him. But you know, stuff that we've kind of gotten accustomed to, just seeing him compete like that every day at practice. And but. Was really proud of the way that he and all the other guys came out, really put up 30 points in the second half, you know, with the pressure on against a really good defense. So plenty to grow going forward, and we hope to do that.
We're visiting with Coach Jeff Kelly, the head football coach for the Spartans of Sarah Land, Classification 6A, Region 1, and which, Mark, we have talked about it being a very tough region to be in. Jeff, you come in right now, you're undefeated in this region. Looking at some stats real quick, you're 42-plus points per game, giving up right at 20 points per game. This offense is a pretty powerful offense that you have. When you look at the points, you've played some really good football teams. Of course, you've got Robertsdale coming up, and then you'll step out of region play to take on Foley later in the in 2 weeks. But talk about this region and some of these teams in this region.
You know, it is. And we've had I think three region games so far, three or four. Played St. Paul's last week, very good defense. Spanish Fork. So we've had two back-to-back, really physical, tough games. And, we know it's a tough region. And I guess one thing, I don't want this to sound wrong. I hope this region's tough on everybody else, maybe a little more than us. I don't know. But it's a tough one for sure. And you just take it week by week we try not to look too far behind or too far ahead and try to put everything we got, every effort to go out to try to find a way to play well each Friday night. And we've been fortunate to be able to do that a little bit so far. And we got to continue to do that because, if we want to, be the kind of team we want to be and chase after some of those goals, then we got to continue to grow, and we've got an opportunity to do that this week. But we know it's tough. We know it's tough. And we hope the region's tough on everybody else, too. So we just try to go in there and struggle a little bit better than everybody else, maybe.
There you go, buddy. Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you and what you do at Sarah Land and your staff. Just done a great job there, and we wish you the very best of luck. And thank you for joining us for a few minutes on this show. And I know you're probably going to take a little bit of time off today and get right back to work. But congratulations on a big win, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Coach, I appreciate you. I always felt the world of you guys. Appreciate what you guys do, with our game. And good luck to you guys going forward as well.
Thank you, pal.
Right. Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck against Robertsdale this week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Jeff Kelly, head coach for the Spartans of Sarah Land. Listen, I got to tell you, it is like he has put this thing together where it's almost like a little college when you go
it
over
is.
There.
It is. And, Sarah Land is a place where they've really gotten behind their athletic programs, all of them, not just football. They're really big. They love their football. Now, don't get me wrong. They love it. But they have taken care of all their other sports, their facilities, are second to none. If they're not, they're getting them made second to none. They are really doing a great job at Sarah Land, putting the time and effort into their athletics and their academics at that school and making it, one of the better schools in the state of Alabama. And it's just an enjoyable thing to watch. And, of course, Jeff does a great job as the leader of that athletic program and takes all of his sports very seriously and tries to give them the best things they need to succeed, and that's just a compliment to that program.
Well, there's no question. Of course, they'll take on the Golden Bears of Robertsdale on Friday night. Robertsdale 0-3 on the season so far, and you look through the rest of that schedule, and it's kind of like everybody just kind of eats up on everybody.
That's right.
All right, and kind of cannibalize that region.
Whoever comes out standing at the end of it, has got a shot. It's just hope you, like he said, I hope everybody else gets his – is getting as beat up as they are, having to play, and they are. Everybody's got to play each other. You can't hide from one another in these regions around here. So everybody's having to do what they have to do, and it's just you hope at the end of the deal that you're still left standing, you can get in the playoffs, and your teams should be playoff ready when you get in.
Coach, and we've got about 2 minutes here, I got to let you do something here in a second. But real quick, when you look at the north part of the state and the southern part of the state, it just seems like the southern part – boy, this is going to not sound the way I want it to come out. It sounded a whole lot better in my head before I wanted to say this. But it just seems like it is battle for battle down here week in, week out in high school football. And I know it's the same way in the northern part of the state as well, but it just, you think northern part of the state basketball, southern part of the
yes.
state football.
And there's some pockets, like in Birmingham, you got one of the toughest 6A and 7A yep. regions are probably the toughest there are in the state of Alabama. I mean, them, and then you go over to East Alabama in that region,
Opelika,
in
7A, Auburn,
yes,
yep.
and you got some of the best over there. But if you go 1 through 7A in each classification, as you go, especially 3, 4, and 5, and 6, I mean, it is brutal. There's usually four or five really good football teams in each of Region 1's groups in each of those classifications. And every week you got to be ready to play. So, yeah, it's not an easy deal to get through. But I wanted to give a shout-out to a new sponsor of ours, Baldwin Roofing Company. Good friend of mine, Ryan Caswell, owns the company. They do a fantastic job. Put the roof on my house, Randy, and I mean, they put it on there, and it's wonderful. I just want to tell you a little bit. When it comes to keeping your home or commercial building safe and dry, you want to hire a roofing contractor who puts your satisfaction first. At Baldwin County Roofing, you and your loved ones are our top priority. No matter the extent of the damage, we got your home covered. Contact Baldwin County Roofing for exceptional roofing by calling 251-424-4313 to get a free estimate, or go to their website, bcroofing.net. Check it out, and you can email them from that same address. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Let's let that roll just a moment. There's nothing better than starting your Saturday listening to the Prep Sports Report, followed by Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and a little Boss Gags. It just doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't get it better at all. You got coffee. We got big screen TV. We got Boss Gags. And Rick brought me a little bit of sausage this morning before he had to leave. And I mean, what can you ask for?
I don't know that we can ask for
much. I may not move the rest of the day.
We are glad you're hanging out with us right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Burry, and Coach Mark Lassiter in the house with me. Rick Cleveland has the weekend off. We've been talking a lot of football. Let's talk a little volleyball, all right? Let me give you some of the rankings real quick as we start with Class 7A. McGill Tulin is ranked number one, followed by Spain Park Enterprise, Sparkman, Bob Jones, Huntsville. Chelsea is seventh, SW Hills eighth. St. Paul's comes in at ninth, and Hoover rounds out the top 10 of 7A classification. In 6A, is it any surprise that Bayside Academy is leading that? I want to talk about Ann Schilling in just a moment, but let me go through this ranking real quick. Spanish Fort comes in second. Mountain Brook, Pelham, Homewood, Hartzell, Northridge, Briarwood Christian, Hazel Green, and Pike Road. That is the top 10 of 6A. In 5A, Westminster Christian, Montgomery Academy, Alexandria, Jasper, Madison Academy, Arab, Gunnersville, Lawrence County, Providence Christian, and Brewer is the rankings in 5A volleyball. 4A, Trinity, Montgomery Catholic, Madison County, New Hope, Orange Beach is ranked fifth. West Morgan, Geneva, Deschler, Priceville, and Satsuma rounds out the top 10 in 4A. We'll run through 3A real quick. St. Luke's, Plainville, Mobile Christian is third. Prattville Christian, fourth. Danville, Ohatchee, Susan Moore, Geraldine, Houston Academy, Lauderdale County, top 10 in 3A. 2A has Donahoe, Hatton, Bayshore Christian, where your buddy is the athletic director there. Absolutely. G.W. Long, Winston County, Sand Rock, Pleasant Valley, Arrington, Lamore County, Lindsay Lane, those are the top 10 in 2A. And then in 1A is Addison, Spring Garden, Pleasant Home, Athens Bible, Covenant Christian, Meek, Kinston, South Lamar, Summerton Christian, and Leroy, top 10 in 1A. Let me go back to 6A. Ann Schilling, who has won so many state championships in volleyball. You gave me a stat before we started this morning, and so we got to talk about it. Ann Schilling is the head coach for volleyball at Bayside Academy. She's been there for a number of years, and I think she has, 27 state championships?
27 or 28.
State championships.
20 in a row.
Okay, 20 in a row. Mark, she's played in region play, in area play, in the last 30-something years, 242 region games. Is that right?
That's just not official.
Okay.
But that should be right about correct, depending on how many regions. Teams that might have been in a region in certain classifications 25 years ago. I don't know. But on hand, it's usually going to play about six region matches a year. That's what you're going to play. So if you played 36 years, you got six matches, it's going to be 242-something estimated matches that you play.
Over 200.
Yes, over 200.
Okay.
And She just lost her first one in 36 years.
That is amazing. And just lost her first area play.
Yes, in 36 years. And, you know, you think about that Spanish Fort's one who did it. They did it at Spanish Fort Thursday night.
Who's ranked second in
6A. Second. And they've got a great program there. And Ann was telling me about it. I wasn't able to go. We had middle school game at home, so I was there for that, our middle school football game. But Ann said that the student body at Spanish Fort was all there in the gym, football players and cross country, swim, all their basketball, and people from all their sports made a big to-do about getting to that game. It was 1-2. That's a big deal. And they're there. And it went down to the fourth set, and it was close all the way to the end, and Spanish Fort came out on top in the fourth game with the win. And, you know, and Ann told me, she goes, I didn't even realize, but I found out afterwards that was the first her first loss.
That's amazing.
At Bayside Academy in 36 years in area play. So congratulations to Spanish Fort.
Absolutely. Don't take anything from them.
Don't take anything away from them. That was a great win for them. At the same time, Bayside, you know, played them down to the wire. And, you know, it's like we always say, and Ann, like any other coach, she says, well, you know, hopefully we'll get to play again. And I think they're probably on the schedule later on in the year. Spanish Fort will probably come to Bayside. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't say that for sure. If anybody knows up there, text us and let us know. But they'll meet again, whether it's in region play again, or area play again, or if it's in the playoffs after the area tournament. So it should be a lot of fun watching those two teams get it on. They're probably going to get it on a couple more times.
That's crazy.
That girl's done Ann Schilling's done a fantastic job. And she's a competitor. She walked in that Friday morning and didn't make any excuses. You know, they got beat. And she goes, we got to get better, and we're going to get better, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to get ready to play again. So
she
just goes back to work, you know.
She's incredible. She is incredible, credible lady, no doubt about it. Hey, you know, we've been talking a lot of high school football. I want to remind you, coming up right after this show, right after the Prep Sports Report, will be Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Myself, along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, the director of golf at Quail Creek, will be on with us, and as well as our good friend, I couldn't even get his name out.
Come on.
Matt Brandt will be with us as well. We'll talk a lot of golf. We'll talk some football. And we've got college football that's happening right now. Let's talk a little college football as well. Alabama kicks off with Texas coming up on Fox at 11 o'clock. So following the Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, you'll be able to watch the Alabama-Texas game, which is an 11 o'clock game. You know, you would think that's a pretty big game coming on at 11 o'clock. Do you like that, or do you like it later
in
the day?
I like it later.
I think I do, too.
I like it later. But, you know, you do it, you watch what you got to watch. You know, I can remember one time when I was at Alabama played Tennessee, and it was like an early kickoff, 11 o'clock or something like that. And so it's going to be on nationally televised or something like that, and everybody's excited. And Alabama, Tennessee. You remember back then they used to say, orange juice, not just for breakfast anymore. Well, so, there's a sign on the top of Bryant-Denny State or Legion Field that said, Tennessee, not just for breakfast anymore. I'm like, somebody's pretty smart on that deal. But, you know, you think of it, you love signs like that for college football. That's what makes it what it is. And so this game today with Alabama and Texas has a lot of them, you know, different storylines going in it. But I think it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. I think Alabama's better than Texas. I think their depth is better. I think overall talent level is probably better. But, you know, Steve Sarkisian will have his team ready. And he's got a good bunch now. He's got some good players. And, but I do think you'll see Will Anderson kind of show out today a little bit.
I think you will, too. I think you will, too. It'll be a good game. Now, again, they're on Fox. At that same time, at 11 o'clock, South Carolina travels over to Arkansas. Arkansas ranked number 16th in the nation. They're playing on the ESPN today at 11 o'clock. That's going to be a good game to watch as well.
Arkansas is a team to be reckoned with this year, in my opinion. I think they are the sleeper team in the SEC. I think they're going to beat a lot of people. I really do. I think Coach Pittman does it right at Arkansas. He knows what Arkansas football's about, and he's doing it right. And he's going to have them ready. I think they beat South Carolina going away today.
I think they do, too. I mean, I like South Carolina. Yeah, I like South Carolina.
I like Coach Beamer. I like what he does there, but I just think Coach Pittman's team's better.
Arkansas, Coach Pittman's done it. He's really improved that Arkansas team.
He
so that'll be a good game. Vanderbilt will travel or, excuse me, will host Wake Forest. Wake Forest comes in ranked 23rd. Vanderbilt, again, they're on a pretty good roll themselves right now. Should be an interesting game there. Missouri travels to Kansas State. Appalachian State is at number 6, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is better than Appalachian State. They're deeper than Appalachian State, but I wouldn't want to play Appalachian State. Them sun guns don't care.
They don't.
They just go play. They go play the game. They come out of Boone, North Carolina, and every time that you go in there or they come out of Boone, it doesn't matter. They're strapped up and ready to play, and they will play it. Now, they may get swamped today. I don't know. But they are a good football program, and they're exciting to watch. So I hope that's a really good game.
I got a good friend that's the golf coach there at Appalachian State, Bo Redmond. So I need to get him on the show sometime. All right, Tennessee will travel to Pittsburgh. Tennessee ranked 24th, an improved team. But they'll be traveling to Pitt, ranked 17th.
Got a good team. Pittsburgh's got a good team.
Yeah, that's going to be a good matchup. Now, you'll be able to see that at 2:30 on ABC. So it should be a pretty good matchup. And Georgia, ranked 2nd in the nation, will host Samford, Coach Lazenby's alma mater. This is going to be a good matchup. At 6 o'clock tonight, number 12, Florida, will host the Wildcats of Kentucky, ranked 20th. That should be a pretty good game.
That'll
I think Florida's got
game.
A little revenge
they do.
Going.
That'll be a good game. That's two coaches that are – I really like both of them. I like what they do. I like how they do it. I think Kentucky may be a little bit better than Florida right now. I still think
Florida's still a questionable.
They are, but I'll tell you what, they played great last week. I was enjoyable to watch that game.
And, of course, to round out the SEC schedule, Ole Miss, ranked 22nd in the nation, will host Central Arkansas. So, good lineup.
Yes, it was. Good lineup for today, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I got one more folks, I want to tell you about Wise Living Real Estate in Mobile, Fairhope, Orange Beach. As trusted professionals that work so hard to answer all of your questions about affordability, credit, legal matters, income. Trust us to find the next person to find your answer to your questions in any of those matters. We are here to make sure you feel confident and educated in every step of the way. Owners Sandy Wise and Laura Norton, they put together a company that wasn't the biggest, but it was personal, purposeful, and powerful. Their hope is that each client, after every transaction, feels that they were well represented by both professional agent and a genuine friend. Call 251-928-9473 or check us out on our website at wiselivingrealestate.com.
It's called proofreading.
It's called I can't get my tongue to go fast enough. Nothing would come out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll take our final time out of this show. When we come back, Mark is going to have our grace segment, and then Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show will follow that. And the big man, Matt Brandt, is in the house. Don't go anywhere. More PSR right after this.
Up with PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Before I get started in our grace segment this morning, I got to say a hello to a couple of young kids that are near and dear to our buddy Rick Cleveland's heart. They're his grandkids, Taylor and Turner Cleveland in Cumming, Georgia. Good morning. I hope you guys have a fantastic Saturday. That's Rick's grandkids. Today, you know, as we look at what's going on around us and what we watch on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. We see a lot of different things happening and hear a lot of things from people about how good they did or how bad somebody else did. And one of the things that I keep that comes to my mind is like we were talking about this young man from the middle school who scored a touchdown the other night, and he was just so happy that he scored, you know. And it wasn't about showboating. And it reminded me about something that I think is very important. I don't think we talk about enough. It's about being humble. And being humble is a way to not – to me, it's about not – it's not about me. It's not about letting everybody know how great – if I have to tell somebody how good I've done something, something's wrong. First of all, I'm not that good. Second of all, I don't need to say anything. You know, that – that has nothing to do with anything in the world. Nobody cares at the end of the day. So as I was thinking about the Grace segment this morning, and I remembered the little fellow the other day, and he said, I've never been here before. You know, I'm just excited. And he was. But at the same time, then the next morning we had FCA breakfast, and he was first one there, sitting there at a table, you know, for FCA. Just as quiet and humble as he could be. And I remembered a song that was written, I don't know who wrote it, but Tim McGraw sang it. He says it's called Humble and Kind. You know, there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat when the childhood stars shine. Always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line. Always stay humble and kind. And I'll say it again. Hold the door. Say please. Say thank you. Don't steal. Don't cheat. And don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb. But always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel pride, but always stay humble and kind. And it goes on. And it talks about, in that song, it talks about a little bit of everything. About, it talks about family, you know, about your kids, about your grandparents, about your it, and in that it's saying your parents as they get older, remember them, go see them. It's not wasted time. I remember as a kid, we'd say, we got to go see your grandmama. Well, my grandmother was in assisted living at the time. Well, I didn't really want to go. I was like 13 years old, and I didn't want to go spend a Saturday afternoon in an assisted living place. Mom and Daddy understood it. I didn't. I wish I had. Man, that was bad of me. That was really bad of me. But as I've gotten older and I'm reading these lyrics, you know, it's not about, you know, loving someone. It's about who you are with when you marry someone and that becomes the love of your life. That is the measure of your love, not about how many you can sleep with, but how many that you say, no, this is my wife. I'm humble and kind. That's a big deal. And that's what that song's trying to tell us, is that there is a way that we go about doing things that we need to know things are right. It's not about how much we can do. It's about being humble and kind. And being kind to the next person we run across is a really important deal, in my opinion. It's a very, very important thing. How we conduct ourselves with our families, with our friends, with people we don't know. You know, how we conduct ourselves everywhere where we are. What kind of person are we going to be? I remember a question that was asked me in an interview for a job. It said, when you are laid to rest, this was the question they asked me in a job interview for a head football coaching job. When you're laid, what do you want to say on your tombstone? I was like, Lord, we won a state championship 9 times at Childersburg High School. That's what I wanted to say. But it was really a great question. It was really a great because it made me really think. I wasn't prepared for that question. I went into that interview unprepared for that. Had no idea what to say. And all I could think of is I hope they can say he was a good man. You know, but it's much more than that. It's more than just being a good man. There's more to, you know, what is a good man? That's a whole different segment for another great segment. But anyway, be humble and kind. That's kind of the message I was thinking about for today and what all that means in every facet of our life.
And that's a good one. There's no doubt about it. Who sang that song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love?
Yeah, can't remember.
We need to be a little more humble, have a little more kindness, all right? And it's okay to say thank you.
Exactly.
It's okay to say thank you.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one for sure. Hey, can I throw in this real quick? I want to remind everybody, next Friday night, all right, Friday Night Rivals over in Pensacola, I'll be doing color with Christian on Friday Night Rivals, Channel 35. We'll take on Choctaw and versus Pine Forest.
So that'll be a good
check
ball
us
game.
Out. Yeah, that'll be a neat one if you're if you're interested.
Heck yeah.
All right. So, well, it looks like, Mark, the cast of Motley characters have shown up for this next show.
I thought you were going to say Motley Crue for a moment there.
That is
probably not the same group.
No, not that. No, they're not. But they're close, I'm telling you. Bobby Hall is here. Yes. Matt Brand is here. You are welcome to stay with us as we'll have Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
I'm going
to
go take a nap.
That's what most people do when they listen to our show.
I got to get some sleep, man. Well, we got off that bus last night, and by the time we had everything off the bus, it looked like we gained stuff on the way while we were in Wilcox, because we unloaded and unloaded, put it all up, got home about 2 o'clock. I'm ready to go get me some sleep.
Great stuff. Great to have Bobby Parrish on with us, Jeff Kelly, Brent Hubbard. Great show today, Mark. Go get some rest. Good luck to Bayside this week.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of the Prep Sports Report. Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show is up next. You won't want to miss it.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the second hour of the Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. We are in the Genesis Room right here at Eastern Shore Hyundai. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lassiter. The big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland, has the weekend off. And, Mark, I'll tell you, the first hour went by extremely fast. I expect it to do the same this hour.
It just flew right on by, you know, and had some great conversations with Brent Hubbard and Bobby Parrish talking about their football teams, T.R. Miller and Cottage Hill, respectively, and big wins for them this week. And I think there was a lot of concerns about the weather.
Right.
You know, and one of the things that people need to understand about weather concerns are that is a deal where it's almost a no-win situation when it comes to weather and the decisions made concerning the weather. You make a decision about a game. Let's say you have a Friday night varsity game, and you got a middle school game on Thursday night at home. Okay, well, you get a home game Friday night, a home game Thursday night, and it is pouring down rain on Thursday night, and you have to make a decision. Well, are we gonna play this game tonight? What are we gonna do? And many times you say, well, we better not play it because if you get the field all tore up, then Friday night you're gonna get complaints from the opposing team and opposing folks about who's coming on the field. The field looks bad because it's all torn up, and you don't want that to happen, you know, because you got the field, it's all lined and marked and ready right. And pretty and ready to go, because you want your field to look good when you play. And so there's a decision that has to be made. And so if you play the game, well, half the folks are going to be mad because the field's messed up, or you work all day the next day trying to get it ready for the game that night that you've already done before. And then the folks at home, the middle school folks, if their game gets called off, then they're upset. Then what really gets bad is you think it's 100% chance of rain, 100% chance it's coming. Then you call the game off and it doesn't rain a drop.
Yep.
So then you feel like there's a, and then when you postpone games like they had to do this week, or not postpone, but move games up, you tried to move them up because of the weather, you know, possible weather problems that are coming in. You see it. Well, there's a lot of things that go in. You've got to make sure everybody knows, from ambulance, your team physicians, your administration, your student body, all your community, all your sponsors, all your everybody who has anything to do with changing the game. And it is a big ordeal. It may seem not seem, well, just change it to Thursday night.
Yeah.
May not seem like a big deal, but it is a big, big deal. And it's a hard thing to do. So please understand, and coaches change games due to weather. It is not something that is taken lightly. It is something they think about and have to discuss with other coaches, on their, with the other opposing coach, and with their, both coaches' administrations have to get together and talk about it and then say, okay, if we're going to do this, this is what we have to do. But this Thursday night, I think there was 50 to 100 games.
I was going
to
say, yeah, there were a lot of changes, because when you were giving those scores out earlier in the first hour, it just kept on and on and on and on. And that is a big consideration that you have to make. And when the weather doesn't cooperate like it should, like you expect it to, then, yeah, it can have a big effect.
And I'm just telling you, there's no win in the deal.
Yeah.
You're not going to win. Somebody's not going to be happy with you, whether you do it or not. You just have to try to figure out what's best for your kids.
Coach, I got to ask you, we were talking just a few moments ago, and you mentioned middle school, all right? Mm-hmm. You told me a story, and I got to tell you, folks, get ready for this. You are about, if you're driving, pull over, because you're fixing to laugh so hard you'll cry, okay? Tell that story. Will you share it, please?
Yes, it was a wonderful story. And I'm not going to say names, because I don't want this fellow to get embarrassed. We have a player in our football team. Great, great kid. Comes from a great family. He's an eighth grader, and he caught a pass in the game Thursday night. Our quarterback throws the ball, and he catches it, and he outruns a guy and makes a move, and he runs into the end zone. And he is so excited. He gets into the end zone, and I'm watching him, and the ball, he just throws it straight up in the air, okay? And because he's just excited, all right? He turns around, and he looks at some of his buddies who are running down there to be with him, and they start dancing in the end zone. Well, of course, the referee throws the flag. You can't celebrate
right.
a touchdown. And the referee says to him, same old thing that Bear Bryant used to say, you know, when you score a touchdown, son, you act like you've been there before, you know. And that old adage is something that's gone on. Well, the referee told him, he said, son, you need to act like you've been here before. And he looks at him and says, but Mr. Riff, I ain't never been here before. This is my first touchdown. You can't make that stuff up.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. He told me when he got to the sideline, I was aggravated at it, because we don't like 15-yard yeah. celebration penalties. That's not right. We don't want that. But we had no earthly idea. And he was not trying to – it was one of those cases where he was just excited.
Sure.
It wasn't. He wasn't trying to show up the other team or make them feel bad or anything, or bring all the glory onto himself, anything like that. He simply scored a touchdown, which he had never done in his life, and he thought, I'm going to have some fun. He throws the ball up, and he's jumping up and down, dancing with his team. And
oh, my goodness.
It's the first time I've ever been here.
Oh, my goodness. That's good stuff.
But that's
something that he'll always remember.
Yes, and it's something that we as coaches, we have to remember.
Right.
You know, these kids – they view the game a little differently than we do. We want them to see it the way we see it. You know, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to win. We got to, you know. He's enjoying the moment. He enjoyed that moment right then. My first touchdown. He'll never forget it.
Mm-mm.
He will never forget it. And I'll never forget that story. And I hope I don't ever forget the joy that is in a kid's heart and face when he scores a touchdown. It's a big deal to them. You know, it's a big deal. I was listening to my son Landon and Coach Leffert talking the other day. It was really hilarious. They're in the office talking, and Coach Leffert was his position coach at Bayside when he was there. And Landon goes, I got to ask you a question, coach. He goes, you know, I scored 19 touchdowns my senior year. I couldn't get 20. You know, I can't understand. You know, all I need is one more touchdown. But every time we get down to the goal, I'd get the ball and I'd run down to the 3-yard line. Then you'd give Tripp Puckett the ball and hit.
That's exactly right.
You know, he goes, I don't get it, coach. And so Doug looks at him and he goes, Landon, how many touchdowns did Tripp have? And Landon said, 18. He goes, how many did you have? He goes, 19. He goes, Doug goes, I rest my case.
Oh, Doug.
I love, you know, but you got to love that because that's just, that's just, you know, and I never even thought about it.
Right.
Never crossed my mind about that kind of thing. But kids think about stuff a little differently and they see things a little differently, but that's what makes it all very, very exciting. And, whatever, it was a lot of fun. Watching that young man score the other night was a great thing.
That really is. And the joy, because they're playing there again. They are enjoying the game.
The game. The moment of the game. That's right.
Which is, and I know we're not going to get into this today, but this NIL stuff is just, I'm taking away from the game.
It is.
But that's just me. I digress. We've only got about a minute left.
All right,
buddy. We want to do some scores. We're going to save that for the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
because
good.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with the Spartans of Saraland's head football coach, Jeff Kelly, is going to be back on with us. They had a win last night over Spanish Fort and what was really a very good ball game. And we'll talk to him about that. But let me just mention, y'all have you got a big game coming up this week.
Yeah, we
You've
do.
Got Jackson.
Got
all
Jackson
right. Jackson is 0-2 in region play. Pretty much unheard of.
Yes.
How are y'all preparing for the game?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we're going to enjoy our win from last night and start looking at some film today. I know I'll be looking at some film later this afternoon and then tonight. And then tomorrow we'll work, get a game plan together, put it all together. And then Monday we'll start implementing that plan of trying to get ourselves ready to face a very, very, very good Jackson football team. They are very good. They're always good. They're always tough. And you know it's going to be a tough chore. They're going to be really they're an angry football team right now.
Yeah, I would imagine. And for Bayside, you come in 4-0 right now, undefeated. Knowing this Bayside coaching staff, certainly knowing you, knowing Phil and Doug and the whole staff, you're not going to let that get to these kids. Okay,
no.
You keep them grounded.
We got to, you know, because Wilcox is a team that's struggling.
Sure.
And everybody knows they're struggling. And it's a game where we needed to go up there and take care of our business. And we did. The other games we've been in have been dogfights, every one of them. And we hope this next one is going to be another dogfight. We want to be right in the middle of it.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Jeff Kelly, head coach for the Saraland Spartans. That happens next right here on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Glasser. The big guy, Coach Rick Cleveland, has the weekend off. We continue talking high school football as we go and talk with the head football coach for the Spartans of Saraland, Coach Jeff Kelly, on a Pops communication line. Coach, congratulations on a win last night. And I'll tell you, it didn't seem like it was an easy one.
Hey, good morning. And you're absolutely right. It was kind of a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it was a huge crowd, great turnout from our community, and you know, Spanish Fort's an outstanding program, and got a great team. They're very physical, and you know, they got out early, and we came out and had a strong third quarter, got some scores, you know, going, and it seems like every time we tried to put the game away, you know, they came back and, you know, kept it in. So it was an exciting second half. And, you know, our guys, it was a great test. You know, we had to continue to score and continue to try to keep our, you know, foot on the gas to you know, get it done. And finally, we got a good stop there, you know, kind of a goal line stop there with about 2 minutes to go in the game that kind of sealed it. And but it was a great high school football game. Proud of our guys.
You know, Coach, I was reading a little bit about the ball game, and it said that KJ Lacey kind of struggled a little bit in the first half with a couple of interceptions, but he came back strong and played a really strong second half. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, KJ really started off well, and you know, we threw they did a good job dropping underneath the seam ball and picked it off, you know, on the first drive. We're going in to score, and then he had a tipped ball, you know, a defensive end tipped the ball, and I think the nose guard picked it off. So it was one of those kind of things.
Gotcha.
But, you know, first half, we just had some, whether it was those two drives or penalties or just mistakes that, you know, we had plays to make. And we just, you know, we just left them on the field, and we go into halftime. And, you know, really proud of our guys. There was no panic. There was no, you know, whatever. We knew if we could go out and just clean up, you know, the things that we were doing, and, you know, we would have plays to be made, and we come out rolling, you know, got the ball first in the third quarter, and, you know, managed to get some explosive plays. And KJ made some big-time throws. It was a physical game. They Spanish Fort did a great job putting pressure, you know, and attacking our protections. And, you know, we struggled at times. You know, with the blitz and that kind of stuff, they had some good things dialed up. But KJ stood in there and made some huge, big-time throws throughout that second half, you know, staring down the gun barrel and making those throws, and our guys made plays. You know, a couple of those touchdowns in the second half was, you know, tremendous individual efforts by him. But, you know, stuff that we've kind of gotten accustomed to, just seeing him compete like that every day at practice. And but was really proud of the way that he and all the other guys came out, really put up 30 points in the second half, you know, with the pressure on against a really good defense. So plenty to grow going forward, and we hope to do that.
We're visiting with Coach Jeff Kelly, the head football coach for the Spartans of Sierra Land, Classification 6A, Region 1, and which, Mark, we have talked about it being a very tough region to be in. Jeff, you come in right now, you're undefeated in this region. Looking at some stats real quick, you're 42-plus points per game, giving up right at 20 points per game. This offense is a pretty powerful offense that you have. When you look at the points, you've played some really good football teams. Of course, you've got Robertsdale coming up, and then you'll step out of region play to take on Foley later in the in 2 weeks. But talk about this region and some of these teams in this region.
You know, it is. And we've had you know, I think three region games so far, three or four. You know, played St. Paul's last week, very good defense. Spanish Fort. So we've had two back-to-back, you know, really physical, tough games. And, you know, we know it's a tough region. And I guess one thing, you know, I don't want this to sound wrong. I hope this region's tough on everybody else, maybe a little more than us. I don't know. But it's a tough one for sure. And you just take it week by week you know, we try not to look too far behind or too far ahead and try to put everything we got, every effort to go out to try to find a way to play well each Friday night. And we've been fortunate to be able to do that a little bit so far. And we got to continue to do that because, you know, if we want to, you know, be the kind of team we want to be and chase after some of those goals, then we got to continue to grow. You know, and we've got an opportunity to do that this week. But we know it's tough. We know it's tough. And we hope the region's tough on everybody else, too. So we just try to go in there and struggle a little bit better than everybody else, maybe.
There you go, buddy. Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you and what you do at Sierra Land and your staff. Just done a great job there, and we wish you the very best of luck. And thank you for joining us for a few minutes on this show. And I know you're probably going to take a little bit of time off today and get right back to work. But congratulations on a big win, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Coach, I appreciate you. I always thought the world of you guys. Appreciate what you guys do, you know, with our game. And good luck to you guys going forward as well.
Thank you, pal.
Right. Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck against Robertsdale this week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Jeff Kelly, head coach for the Spartans of Sarah Lane. Listen, I got to tell you, it is like he has put this thing together where it's almost like a little college when you go
over
there.
It is. And, you know, Sarah Lane is a place where they've really gotten behind their athletic programs, all of them, not just football. They're really big. They love their football. Now, don't get me wrong. They love it. But they have taken care of all their other sports. Their facilities are second to none. If they're not, they're getting them made second to none. They are really doing a great job at Sarah Lane, putting the time and effort into their athletics and their academics at that school and making it, you know, one of the better schools in the state of Alabama. And it's just an enjoyable thing to watch. And, of course, Jeff does a great job as the leader of that athletic program and takes all of his sports very seriously and tries to give them the best things they need to succeed. And that's just a compliment to that program.
Well, there's no question. Of course, they'll take on the Golden Bears of Robertsdale on Friday night. Robertsdale 0-3 on the season so far. And you look through the rest of that schedule, and it's kind of like everybody just kind of eats up on everybody.
That's right.
All right, and kind of cannibalize that region.
Whoever comes out standing at the end of it, you know, has got a shot. It's just hope you, like he said, I hope everybody else gets is getting as beat up as they are. You know, having to play, and they are. Everybody's got to play each other. You can't hide from one another in these regions around here. So everybody's having to do what they have to do, and it's just. You hope at the end of the deal that you're still left standing, you can get in the playoffs, and your teams should be playoff ready when you get in.
Coach, you know, and we've got about 2 minutes here, I got to let you do something here in a second. But real quick, when you look at the north part of the state and the southern part of the state, it just seems like the southern part – boy, this is going to not sound the way I want it to come out. It sounded a whole lot better in my head before I wanted to say this. But it just seems like it is battle for battle down here, week in, week out in high school football. And I know it's the same way in the northern part of the state as well, but it just, you think northern part of the state basketball, southern part of the
yes.
state football.
And there's some pockets, like in Birmingham, you got one of the toughest 6A and 7A yep. regions are probably the toughest there are in the state of Alabama. I mean, them, and then you go over to East Alabama in that region,
like
7A,
Auburn,
yes.
Yep.
And you got some of the best over there. But if you go 1 through 7A in each classification, as you go, especially 3, 4, and 5, and 6, I mean, it is brutal. There's usually 4 or 5 really good football teams in each of Region 1's groups in each of those classifications. And every week you got to be ready to play. So, yeah, it's not an easy deal to get through. But I wanted to give a shout-out to a new sponsor of ours, Baldwin Roofing Company. Good friend of mine, Ryan Caswell, owns the company, and they do a fantastic job. Put the roof on my house, Randy, and I mean, they put it on there, and it's wonderful. So I just want to tell you a little bit. When it comes to keeping your home or commercial building safe and dry, you want to hire a roofing contractor who puts your satisfaction first. At Baldwin County Roofing, you and your loved ones are our top priority. No matter the extent of the damage, we got your home covered. Contact Baldwin County Roofing for exceptional roofing by calling 251-424-4313 to get a free estimate, or go to their website, bcroofing.net. Check it out, and you can email them from that same address. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Let's let that roll just a moment. There's nothing better than starting your Saturday listening to the Prep Sports Report, followed by Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and a little Boss Gags. It just doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't get it better at all. You got coffee. We got big screen TV. We got Boss Gags. And Rick brought me a little bit of sausage this morning before he had to leave. And I mean, what can you ask for?
I don't know. I don't know that we can ask for.
I may not move the rest of the day.
We are glad you're hanging out with us right here on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Burry, and Coach Mark Lassiter in the house with me. Rick Cleveland has the weekend off. We've been talking a lot of football. Let's talk a little volleyball, all right? Let me give you some of the rankings real quick as we start with Class 7A. McGill Toulon is ranked number one, followed by Spain Park, Enterprise, Sparkman, Bob Jones, Huntsville. Chelsea is seventh, SW Hills eighth. St. Paul's comes in at ninth, and Hoover rounds out the top 10 of 7A classification. In 6A, is it any surprise that Bayside Academy is leading that? I want to talk about Ann Schilling in just a moment, but let me go through this ranking real quick. Spanish Fort comes in second. Mountain Brook, Pelham, Homewood, Hartzell, Northridge, Briarwood Christian, Hazel Green, and Pike Road. That is the top 10 of 6A. In 5A, Westminster Christian, Montgomery Academy, Alexandria, Jasper, Madison Academy, Arab, Gunnersville, Lawrence County, Providence Christian, and Brewer is the rankings in 5A volleyball. 4A, Trinity, Montgomery Catholic, Madison County, New Hope, Orange Beach is ranked fifth. West Morgan, Geneva, Deschler, Priceville, and Satsuma rounds out the top 10 in 4A. We'll run through 3A real quick. St. Luke's, Plainville, Mobile Christian is third. Prattville Christian, fourth. Danville, Ohatchee, Susan Moore, Geraldine, Houston Academy, Lauderdale County, top 10 in 3A. 2A has Donahoe, Hatton, Bayshore Christian, where your buddy is the athletic director there. Absolutely. G.W. Long, Winston County, Sand Rock, Pleasant Valley, Arrington, Lamar County, Lindsay Lane, those are the top 10 in 2A. And then in 1A is Addison, Spring Garden, Pleasant Home, Athens Bible, Covenant Christian, Meek, Kinston, South Lamar, Summerton Christian, and Leroy, top 10 in 1A. Let me go back to 6A. Ann Schilling, who has won so many state championships in volleyball. You gave me a stat before we started this morning and said we got to talk about it. Ann Schilling is the head coach for volleyball at Bayside Academy. She's been there for a number of years, and I think she has, 27 state championships?
27 or 28.
State championships.
20 in a row.
Okay, 20 in a row. Mark, she's played in region play, in area play, in the last 30-something years, 242 region games. Is that right?
That's just not official.
Okay.
But that should be right about correct, depending on how many regions – teams that might have been in a region in certain classifications 25 years ago. I don't know. But on hand, it's usually going to play about six region matches a year. That's what you're going to play. So if you played 36 years, you got six matches, it's going to be 242-something estimated matches that you play.
Over 200.
Yes, over 200.
Okay.
And she just lost her first one in 36 years.
That is amazing. And just lost her first area
game.
Play.
Yes, in 36 years. And, you think about that Spanish Fort's one who did it. They did it at Spanish Fort Thursday night.
Who's ranked second.
Who's ranked second. And they've got a great program there. And Ann was telling me about it. I wasn't able to go. We had middle school game at home, so I was there for that, our middle school football game. But Ann said that the student body at Spanish Fort was all there in the gym, football players and cross country, swim, all their basketball, and people from all their sports made a big to-do about getting to that game. It was one versus two. That's a big deal. And they're there. And it went down to the fourth set, and it was close all the way to the end, and Spanish Fort came out on top in the fourth game with the win. And, and Ann told me, she goes, I didn't even realize, but I found out afterwards that was the first her first loss.
That's amazing.
At Bayside Academy in 36 years in area play. So congratulations to Spanish Fort.
Absolutely. Don't take anything away from them.
That was a great win for them. At the same time, Bayside, played them down to the wire. And, it's like we always say, and Ann, like any other coach, she says, well, hopefully we'll get to play again. And I think they're probably on the schedule later on in the year. Spanish Fort will probably come to Bayside. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't say that for sure. If anybody knows up there, text us and let us know. But they'll meet again, whether it's in region play again or area play again, or if it's in the playoffs after the area tournament. So it should be a lot of fun watching those two teams get it on. They're probably going to get it on a couple more times.
That's crazy.
That girl's done Ann Schilling's done a fantastic job, and she's a competitor. She walked in that Friday morning, didn't make any excuses. They got beat, And she goes, we got to get better, and we're going to get better, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to get ready to play again. So
she
just goes back to work, you know.
She's incredible. She is an incredible, incredible lady, no doubt about it. Hey, you know, we've been talking a lot of high school football. I want to remind you, coming up right after this show, right after the Prep Sports Report, will be Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Myself, along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, the director of golf at Quail Creek, will be on with us, and as well as our good friend, I couldn't even get his name out.
Come on.
Matt Brandt will be with us as well. We'll talk a lot of golf. We'll talk some football. And we've got college football that's happening right now. Let's talk a little college football as well. Alabama kicks off with Texas coming up on Fox at 11 o'clock. So following the Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, you'll be able to watch the Alabama-Texas game, which is an 11 o'clock game. You know, you would think that's a pretty big game coming on at 11 o'clock. Do you like that, or do you like it later
in the
day?
I like it later.
I think I do, too.
I like it later. But, you know, you do it. You watch what you got to watch. You know, I can remember one time when I was at Alabama. Alabama played Tennessee, and it was like an early kickoff, 11 o'clock or something like that. And so it's going to be on nationally televised or something like that, and everybody's excited. And Alabama, Tennessee. Remember back then they used to say, orange juice, not just for breakfast anymore. Well, so, there's a sign on the top of Bryant-Denny State or Legion Field that said Tennessee, not just for breakfast anymore. I'm like, somebody's pretty smart on that deal. But, you know, you think of it, you love signs like that for college football. That's what makes it what it is. And so this game today with Alabama and Texas has a lot of them, you know, different storylines going in it. But I look forward. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be a good game. I think Alabama's better than Texas. I think their depth is better. I think overall talent level is probably better. But, you know, Steve Sarkisian will have his team ready. And he's got a good bunch now. He's got some good players. And But I do think you'll see Will Anderson kind of show out today a little bit.
I think you will, too. I think you will, too. It'll be a good game. Now, again, they're on Fox. At that same time, at 11 o'clock, South Carolina travels over to Arkansas. Arkansas ranked number 16th in the nation. They're playing on the ESPN today at 11 o'clock. That's going to be a good game to watch as well.
Arkansas is a team to be reckoned with this year, in my opinion. I think they are the sleeper team in the SEC. I think they're going to beat a lot of people. I really do. I think Coach Pittman does it right at Arkansas. He knows what Arkansas football's about, and he's doing it right, and he's going to have them ready. I think they beat South Carolina going away today.
I think they do, too. I mean, I like South Carolina.
I
like South Carolina.
I like Coach Beamer. I like what
exactly
he does
right
there, but I just think Coach Pittman's team's better.
Arkansas, Coach Pittman's done it. He's really improved that Arkansas team.
He has.
That'll be a good game. Vanderbilt will travel, will host Wake Forest. Wake Forest comes in ranked 23rd. Vanderbilt, again, they're on a pretty good roll themselves right now. Should be an interesting game there. Missouri travels to Kansas State. Appalachian State is at number 6, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is better than Appalachian State. They're deeper than Appalachian State, but I wouldn't want to play Appalachian State. Them sun guns don't care.
They don't.
They just go play. They go play the game. They come out of Boone, North Carolina, and every time that you go in there or they come out of Boone, it doesn't matter. They're strapped up and ready to play, and they will play it. Now, they may get swamped today. I don't know. But they are a good football program, and they're exciting to watch. So I hope that's a really good game.
I got a good friend that's the golf coach there at Appalachian State, Bo Redmond. So I need to get him on the show sometime. All right, Tennessee will travel to Pittsburgh. Tennessee ranked 24th, an improved team. But they'll be traveling to Pitt, ranked 17th.
Got a good team. Pittsburgh's got a good team.
Yeah, that's going to be a good matchup. Now, you'll be able to see that at 2:30 on ABC. So it should be a pretty good matchup. And Georgia, ranked 2nd in the nation, will host Samford, Coach Lazenby's alma mater. This is going to be a good matchup. At 6 o'clock tonight, number 12, Florida, will host the Wildcats of Kentucky, ranked 20th. That should be a pretty good game.
That'll
I think
really
Florida's got
game.
A little revenge
they do.
Going.
That'll be a good game. That's two coaches that are – I really like both of them. I like what they do. I like how they do it. I think I think Kentucky may be a little bit better than Florida right now. I still think
Florida still look questionable.
They are, but I'll tell you what, they played great last week. I was enjoyable to watch that game.
And, of course, to round out the SEC schedule, Ole Miss, ranked 22nd in the nation, will host Central Arkansas. So, good lineup.
Yes, it was. Good lineup for today, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I got one more folks, I want to tell you about Wise Living Real Estate in Mobile, Fairhope, Orange Beach. As trusted professionals that work so hard to answer all of your questions about affordability, credit, legal matters, income. Trust us to find the next person to find your answer to your questions in any of those matters. We are here to make sure you feel confident and educated in every step of the way. Owner Sandy Wise and Laura Norton, they put together a company that wasn't the biggest, but it was personal, purposeful, and powerful. Their hope is that each client, after every transaction, feels that they were well represented by both professional agent and a genuine friend. Call 251-928-9473 or check us out on our website at wiselivingrealestate.com.
It's called proofreading.
It's called I can't get my tongue to go fast enough. Nothing would come out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll take our final time out of this show. When we come back, Mark is going to have our grace segment, and then Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show will follow that. And the big man, Matt Brandt, is in the house. Don't go anywhere. More PSR right after this.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Before I get started in our grace segment this morning, I got to say a hello to a couple of young kids that are near and dear to our buddy Rick Cleveland's heart. They're his grandkids, Taylor and Turner Cleveland in Cumming, Georgia. Good morning. I hope you guys have a fantastic Saturday. That's Rick's grandkids. Today, you know, as we look at what's going on around us and what we watch on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, we see a lot of different things happening and hear a lot of things from people about how good they did or how bad somebody else did. And one of the things that comes to my mind is, like we were talking about this young man from the middle school who scored a touchdown the other night, and he was just so happy that he scored, you know, and it wasn't about showboating. And it reminded me about something that I think is very important. I don't think we talk about enough. It's about being humble. And being humble is a way to not, to me, it's about not, it's not about me. It's not about letting everybody know how great. If I have to tell somebody how good I've done something, something's wrong. First of all, I'm not that good. Second of all, I don't need to say anything. You know, that has nothing to do with anything in the world. Nobody cares at the end of the day. So as I was thinking about the grace segment this morning, and I remembered the little fellow the other day, and he said, I've never been here before, you know. I'm just excited. And he was. But at the same time, then the next morning we had FCA breakfast, and he was first one there, sitting there at a table, you know, for FCA. Just as quiet and humble as he could be. And I remembered a song that was written, I don't know who wrote it, but Tim McGraw sang it. He says it's called Humble and Kind. You know, there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat when the childhood stars shine. Always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized. Let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line. Always stay humble and kind. And I'll say it again. Hold the door. Say please. Say thank you. Don't steal. Don't cheat. And don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel pride, but always stay humble and kind. And it goes on. And it talks about, in that song, it talks about a little bit of everything. About, it talks about family, you know, about your kids, about your grandparents, about your, in that it's saying your parents as they get older. Remember them. Go see them. It's not wasted time. I remember as a kid, we'd say, oh, we got to go see your grandmama. Well, my grandmother was in assisted living at the time. Well, I didn't really want to go. I was like 13 years old, and I didn't want to go spend a Saturday afternoon in an assisted living place. Mom and Daddy understood it. I didn't. I wish I had. Man, that was bad of me. That was really bad of me. But as I've gotten older, and I've reading these lyrics, you know, it's not about, you know, loving someone. It's about who you are with when you marry someone and that becomes the love of your life. That is the measure of your love, not about how many you can sleep with, but how many that you say, no, this is my wife. I'm humble and kind. That's a big deal. And that's what that song's trying to tell us, is that there is a way that we go about doing things that we need to know things are right. It's not about how much we can do. It's about being humble and kind. And being kind to the next person we run across is a really important deal, in my opinion. It's a very, very important thing. How we conduct ourselves with our families, with our friends, with people we don't know. You know, how we conduct ourselves everywhere where we are. What kind of person are we going to be? I remember a question that was asked me in an interview for a job. It said, when you are laid to rest, this was the question they asked me in a job interview for a head football coaching job. When you're laid, what do you want to say on your tombstone? I was like, Lord, we won a state championship 9 times at Childersburg High School. That's what I wanted to say. But it was a great question. It was really a great, because it made me really think. I wasn't prepared for that question. I went into that interview unprepared for that. Had no idea what to say. And all I could think of is I hope they can say he was a good man. You know, but it's much more than that. It's more than just being a good man. There's more to, you know, what is a good man? That's a whole different segment for another Grace segment. But anyway, be humble and kind. That's kind of the message I was thinking about for today and what all that means in every facet of our life.
And that's a good one. There's no doubt about it. Who sang that song, What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love?
Yeah, can't remember.
We need to be a little more humble, have a little more kindness, all right? And it's okay to say thank you.
Exactly.
It's okay to say thank you.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one for sure. Hey, can I throw in this real quick? I want to remind everybody, next Friday night, all right, Friday Night Rivals over in Pensacola, I'll be doing color with Christian on Friday Night Rivals, Channel 35. We'll take on Choctaw and versus Pine Forest.
So oh, that'll be a good
check us
game.
Out. Yeah, that'll be a neat one if you're interested.
Heck yeah.
All right. So, well, it looks like, Mark, the cast of Motley characters have shown up for this next show.
I thought you were going to say Motley Crue for a moment there.
That
probably
is
probably not the same group.
No, not that. No, they're not. But they're close, I'm telling you. Bobby Hall is here. Yes. Matt Brand is here. You are welcome to stay with us as we'll have Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
I'm going to go take a nap.
That's what most people do when they listen to our show.
I got to get some sleep, man. Well, we got off that bus last night. By the time we had everything off the bus. It looked like we gained stuff on the way while we were in Wilcox because we unloaded and unloaded, put it all up, got home about 2 o'clock. I'm ready to go get me some sleep.
Great stuff. Great to have Bobby Parrish on with us, Jeff Kelly, Brent Hubbard. Great show today, Mark. Go get some rest. Good luck to Bayside this week.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That'll do it for this edition of the Prep Sports Report. Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show is up next. You won't want to miss it.